Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Freedom Clash just reported Governor Abbott just told New York they can have all the migrants they want. Is he doing his job? Is he there to enforce the laws against those that commit the crime? Or is he supposed to just take the illegals and ship them off to a different state or to a different city like DeSantis is doing? Isn't this cute? And this is what you've been getting from these politicians for decades in this country. They're not magnifying the law and upholding the law. They're tearing down the law, attempting to create a constitution, if you will, United Nations, a constitution that looks just like them while tearing down the one that you have. Governor Abbott just told New York that they can have all the migrants that they want. DeSantis sent them into Washington, D.C. Are they doing their job? I'm just asking the question, are they doing their law? Are they doing their job? Absolutely not. There's immigration laws in the United States of America. It's a big no-no for illegals to cross the border illegally, but Americans have tolerated their politicians because they worship them in so many different fashions and ways that it's interesting to note that it's the mayors and the governors that are actually alluring them into the United States of America. And then when they come, they play off each other, condemning the North, advocating the South, and what they do is they confuse the people, and the people lose again because they refuse to pull the curtain back on the fact of or who the responsible parties are. And the culprits here, friends, are the mayors and the governors. And why the American people sit back and act as if the governor, as if to suggest DeSantis and or Abbott, which, by the way, they're in their crimes together against we the people, are actually doing their job when, in fact, they're not doing their job at all. They're destroying the country. They're destroying the country. It was just reported that today, within two decades, if they keep allowing the illegals to come in such a fashion, they will be leading out over those that remain in America today. In other words, there'll be more of them than there will be of you, Americans. This is all by design. This is a perfect judgment upon a people that refuse to uphold God's moral law. And you cannot make up what is happening here. There is strong consequence, friends, when it comes to that of illegals coming into the United States of America. Do you remember back under President Harry Truman? We had an immigration problem, illegals coming over into America. Isn't it interesting, by the way, in contrast, you don't see Americans trying to flee from America. I just asked that of Mrs. Griner, or so he would have you believe, who's over in Russia now, who failed to kneel for the national anthem in the United States of America. How's that working out for him? And the point that I'm trying to make is, how come Americans aren't trying to get out of here to go to foreign countries, but foreigners are being allured into America? Because Americans, you have failed to understand that that war criminal known as George Soros, he's a known war criminal globally, but for some reason or another, in America, he's actually protected by your politicians because he's giving them money to destroy your country. But what's of note, friends, is this is happening on your watch today. This isn't a theory. Though the mainstream media is doing their best to distract you from what's happening today in your country, they are funneling in. You are being invaded. And no, Donald Trump did not keep his promise when he said that he was going to build that wall for $4 billion. Not one yard, not one foot, not one inch of new wall was built under Donald Trump. Not one wall. Not one inch, forgive me, of that wall. There was 100 miles of refurbished wall that was fixed up. But if you remember right, friends, it started out at $4 billion. It went to $25 billion. It went from Mexico's going to pay for the wall to now you're going to pay it back. Remember when Donald Trump cowardly hid behind Judas Paul Ryan, Luke 22:48, and had him come out after he won the people's office, and then he told the people, listen, you're going to pay for it, but Mexico's going to, they're going to pay you back. You can't make up what's happening in this country and how the people think that this is just going to continuously go on and on without consequence is the most foolish thing that I've ever heard of in all of my life. When the Lord says you're going to reap what you sow, that's exactly what he meant, and it's exactly what's happening here. We are sowing to the wind, and we are reaping the whirlwind. We are not under the blessings of the Most High God, friends. At least not those that think they are, that sit back and do nothing. They're known as the workers of iniquity because the love of many waxeth cold. They're not born of the Spirit. They've deceived themselves into believing that heaven can't wait until they get there, when in fact they're rejected of heaven. They're cursed of God. The judgments of the Lord are upon their head. And why? Well, because they sit and they do nothing about the issues at hand. Again, there's no nice way to say it, friends. There really isn't. And I can go on concerning migration laws, illegals coming in, the consequences. I could give you the statutes and the codes. We've done shows on this before. It's also interesting to note, friends, that if you go over into Mexico illegal, oh my gosh, the consequences are incredible. But over here in America, they're all being allured by the likes of a George Soros. And by the way, the reason I brought up George Soros is he's the one that said that America, you are the great obstacle to the new world order that they're trying to create. That's why all these politicians in unison, Isaiah 28 verse 18, are allied against you. That's why you're under attack, Americans. Yesterday we highlighted the fact that under the Reduction Act of Criminal and Treasonous Joe Biden, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48, he came up with a bill called the Reduction Bill. And it's interesting to note how he wants to increase up to 170,000 IRS agents, right, and arm 70% of them against the American people. You still haven't figured this out, friends? I remember when an individual said that worked in the State Department, is there a conspiracy taking place in this country? He said it's way beyond that. But everybody just took it for the face value that the mainstream media's useful idiots when they told them, oh, that's just a theory. Americans, 10 years later, is it a theory? We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, go to SOL Radio on the top and subscribe to the Rumble feed, which for some reason or another, that's been froze for about going on a month now. And also go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I want to highlight something here for you. And the reason I want to highlight this is I spent a little time on it yesterday, and we were talking about how DeSantis and folks, they're all doing it. Literally, they are all doing it. If they're not standing against the establishment, it means they're a part of it, and they're working together to try to get you to submit to the same establishment that they've been serving. Yesterday, I took the time to show you the bills that were passed in part. Just the tip of the iceberg concerning the bills that Donald Trump signed. And I asked you the question, does this sound like someone that's trying to make America great again? Or does this sound like someone that's trying to destroy this country? Well, I read the bill off, and as I went through, 20, 25 different portions of that bill, highlighting each bill and where it was going, it was aiding our foreign enemies and funding our enemies without. Literally, on his way in and on his way out, he was doing the same thing throughout the 4 years, the duration of his incumbency. And I was just merely trying to ask the question and lay it to the people's candor, does this sound like someone that wants to make America great again? And, of course, everybody said, well, absolutely not. Well, it was Donald Trump that signed the bills, folks. Don't sit there and try to tell me about what he did right when he's outweighed the right by doing the wrong. And I'm here to remind you that nobody that serves we the people in government, there's no law that gives them the right to do the wrong thing. But that's all he did. Everybody's complaining about Biden. Who tolerated Biden? How come Donald Trump didn't bring his DOJ in, drop the hammer upon the treasonous acts of both Joe and Hunter Biden? Knowing all the well that he had no support, literally, we've shown this online from the American people. And yet he's there and he's been there. And what's he been doing the whole time that he's been there? And now Donald Trump's trying to come around again, trying to play the savior to the world by saying, you know what, we need justice. Well, you had plenty of time to bring justice and you did nothing. In the face of that, what is scripture? What does God, the living God, tell us in Psalm 12:8? When the vilest of men are exalted, what does it say? The wicked will be all around. Were they dealt with? Absolutely not. And when I think of Proverbs 20, verse 8, it says that when a king sitteth on the throne of judgment, it scattereth evil. Folks, they didn't scatter. No. And we have to understand that whatever starts at the top, whatever's allowed to be at the top in the people's White House, will fall to the bottom. And we are under attack, and we have been under attack for a lot of years in this country. And going back to Donald Trump, no matter how many times he said that he was going to bring forth the special prosecutor, he did just the exact opposite 41 seconds into it. We know that on the throughout his incumbency and on the way out, he was granting clemency, said the state run media, the mainstream media, that he was granting clemency to political prisoners, tax evaders, drug dealers, the list goes on. Rod Blagojevich was one of those. One of how many governors from the state of Illinois that were actually in prison for their crimes against the people? Hey, Illinois, maybe you want to pay attention to what you're tolerating. Why don't you quit complaining about all the governors and your politicians, and why don't you actually stand up and do the right thing? Don't sit there and tell me about what the problem is when Scripture tells us the problem lies within the people that tolerate the corrupt. And one of the great wonders of the age, friends, is just this. How the hundreds of millions allow the one or two to destroy the country blows me away. But it shows you where men's allegiance are, and it's called idolatry. Acts 12:22, read it when you get a moment. You will understand what I just said. Because when it comes to Trump, that's exactly what we're seeing. Online, we've seen how the people gathered around Trump and said that they're going to show their allegiance to him and protect him, and how he needs our prayers concerning all of the evils that are assailed against him. They're not warring against him, folks. They're protecting him. You fail to understand that it's the same fake media, as Donald Trump calls it, that gave him all the attention that he needed to get into the people's White House. Why don't you think? Here, I want to show you this because this is nothing more than distraction. This, which allegedly took place at Trump's place in Mar-a-Lago, Florida, and how the FBI spent hours combing through it. You need to understand something before you drink the Kool-Aid that the mainstream media is serving up again. Keep in mind, these are the ones that just sold you the plandemic. Keep in mind that this man is also the one that called himself the father of the vaccine, that made billions of dollars for Big Pharma and the Western medicine. And again, he calls himself the father of the vaccine. How many people is he responsible for killing through these experimental drugs, friends? You can't make it up. And so I want you to consider the source here when I highlight this. But before you drink in the Kool-Aid, keep in mind, Donald Trump did nothing but serve the establishment every step of the way that he's allegedly under attack by right now. This is all aimed at you, Americans. This is all aimed at you. I want you to check this out in part just for a moment, and then what we're going to do is I'm going to get to the next point, because I'm not going to spend the whole show pampering to Trump supporters that call me a Trump hater for telling them the truth. Okay, I'm just merely pointing the finger at the fruit hanging off of Trump's branches, and they have the audacity to call me a Trump hater when, in fact, hate doesn't tell the truth. Love does that. Read your Bibles, you blind fools. Literally, Jeremiah 5:21. Let's check this out. This is a report by none other than Fox News, serving up the stories as they are told to every step of the way.
Fox News alert. We're learning more information right now about yesterday's raid on Donald Trump. Palm Beach home. According to Miranda Devine at the New York Post, FBI agents spent hours combing through Trump's personal office and even scoured through Melania Trump's wardrobe. What does the former lady's wardrobe have to do with classified information the feds were supposedly searching for? Miranda Devine is a columnist for the New York Post, and she joins us now with the latest details. Miranda, good evening. Thank you for being with us.
Okay, so what happens, folks, is as the sheep are led, they follow, okay? And what's interesting about this is all the posts that I seen just yesterday on this alleged raid that took place on Donald Trump's place out in Mar-a-Lago. Here's the mainstream media spinning the story. How many times have you been duped by these people, friends? How many times have you been lied by these people, friends? Did anything change under Donald Trump for the better? Did he make America great again? Just the exact opposite. Just the exact opposite. I'm going to read a letter, and this is important that everybody hears what I'm about to say. It is vitally important. I got this morning, and it's from Wayne Madsen Report, and it was highlighted in 2019. And you probably didn't hear a peep about what I'm about ready to tell you. Donald Trump's former personal lawyer and fixer, you can go ahead and cross-check everything I'm telling you, by the way. Donald Trump's former personal lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, had a rather poignant response to a focused question during his testimony before the House Government Oversight Committee on February 27th of 2019. Cohen, responding to a question from Representative Jamie Raskin from Maryland about the catch-and-kill questions that were conducted by the National Enquirer publisher named David Pecker on individuals bringing sexual assault allegations at Trump. Cohen revealed that Pecker spent money to hide alleged affairs during the 2016 campaign. Raskin specifically asked the question, so David Pecker had done this in other cases of other mistresses of women? Cohen replied, Donald Trump's former attorney, other circumstances, yes, adding, not all of them had to do with women. Okay, keep in mind, Donald Trump is the one that wanted to decriminalize the sodomite agenda, in other words, consequences for the act of sodomy, which in every state of our unions condemn. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:24. Also check out Jude 1:7 when you get a moment. I want you to listen carefully as to what I have to say next. He was specifically asked, so David Pecker had done this in other cases of other mistresses or women. What did Cohen reply with? Not all of this had to do with the women. Oh, folks, it's not just men that we have a problem with. I'm going to bring forth what was just sent to me by the Wayne Madsen Report from 2019. I heard of it out of the mouth of two or three, let it be an established word. But I want you to know for yourselves as to which you're supporting, if you're supporting the likes of a Donald Trump, because you're going to see the fruit of Donald Trump, and you're going to see it in your backyard as well in just a moment.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump is refusing to answer deposition questions as part of a civil investigation into his business in New York. The former president, using his constitutional right to plead the Fifth in a probe carried out by the New York Attorney General, who's looking into whether the Trump Organization improperly reported real estate assets. According to the latest CPI, inflation is taking a breather in July.
Inflation in July dropped slightly to 8.5% from 9.1% a month earlier. The decrease was announced Wednesday morning by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The House is in session on Wednesday, and President Biden and the First Lady are in South Carolina for vacation. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is signing into law the PACT Act for veterans who suffered toxic exposure to burn pits.
The PACT Act is the least we can do for the countless men and women who suffered toxic exposure while serving their country.
The bill expands access to health care and disability benefits for service members, and President Biden adds was long overdue. A member of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps was charged for attempting to assassinate former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Matt Olson, Assistant AG for the Justice Department's National Security Division, says that the United States will work to disrupt every effort made by Iran to seek revenge within the United States.
This was not an idle threat. And this is not the first time we have uncovered brazen acts by Iran to exact revenge against individuals on U.S. soil. We will work tirelessly to continue to expose and disrupt every one of these efforts.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just highlighting a letter from Wayne Madsen report concerning Donald Trump's former attorney when questioned about his activities during his campaign in 2016. They had a man by the name of David Pecker who would basically run down anybody that would have to basically be omitted or censored. They called it catch and kill to make sure that nobody knew of his extramarital affairs. I'm sorry. But when he was asked, Cohen was asked about David Pecker, and he had done this in cases of other mistresses of women, Cohen replied, other circumstances, yes. Not all of them had to do with women. Cohen appeared to add the final statement to the emphasis, the matter of allegations against Trump not merely being limited to women. WMR has reported on Trump's past sexual allegations involving underage girls, which we knew this. We already knew this, involving him and convicted child sex assaulter Jeffrey Epstein and boys. What are you dealing with today, friends? Here, this is just today. Pennsylvania principal charged after a 7-year relationship with male student is revealed. Teacher in Hawaii admits to sexually abusing 13-year-old boy after arrest for child porn distribution. Hey, folks, they're in Bolton right now. They're in Bolton right now because the American people actually believe somehow or another these people are the victims. Are they the victims? Or are the children that they're attacking, are they the victims? I mean, on top of all of this, the CPS and the foster care, child trafficking children, finding out from none other than McAfee, the guy that designed the government computer, opening up the back end to find out that it's the State Department that's trafficking children. On top of all of that, friends, to find out that the federal government is incentivizing foster care and CPS to steal children. Okay? Whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. Let's go on with Donald Trump's attorney friends. Cohen's reference is that catch and kill tactics involving Parker or Pecker and Trump, some of which predated Cohen's hiring by Trump in 2017 or 2007, and Cohen's comment that all of them had to do with women may be referenced to the following list of out of court settlements reached by Trump's with minors. Okay, now I want you to understand what I'm about ready to read to you. Wayne Madsen report. It comes absolutely as no surprise in any sense of the word to me whatsoever. But I want to show you why this stuff is let loose on the American people. Okay? It's not just Joe Biden. It's who preceded Joe Biden. It's who preceded Donald Trump. It's who preceded Barack Obama. And going back to Bush Sr., he was a major pedophile. This is common knowledge. And folks, and how many other hierarchies in the church, the Catholic and the evangelicals, are pedophiles as well? How much of this has been exposed? It's something I don't understand. I don't understand it. I don't understand what you don't understand when it comes to you have to feed that sort of monster. And even feeding that monster, how do you become such a monster as to zero in on a little child? It's so unthinkable to me. I mean, I was in the rock and roll world. Even to be a lesbian or a homosexual, it was just unthinkable. And then when I got into the Christian world and I started seeing all of this stuff going on in the church and then going on in government, it was like, whoa! We were more moral in the rock and roll scene than what I'm seeing in government, in the church, in America today. Shameful. Shameful conduct. Beyond shameful. There is a reason the Lord said to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck and cast yourself into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. But now the children are being made a prey. That is if they're not being murdered and dissected in the womb and then sold to the highest bidder on the black market. As you well know, as the senators and federal and state governments all the well know. This is a reflection of the American people and what it is that they won't tolerate, because they'll tolerate anything. You ready for Trump, all of you worshipers? Michael Parker, 10 years old, oral rape. Mar-a-Lago, Palm Beach, Florida, 1992. Trump paid his parents $3 million to settle out. This all coming from Wayne Madsen report, and I can pretty much bet my bottom dollar he's been tried and true on what he's sharing with us right now. Let's go back. That's just the tip of the iceberg. We have Kelly Feuer, F-E-U-E-R. It's kind of hard to see. 12 years old, $1 million settlement paid in 1989 by Donald Trump. Allegations of forced intercourse, Trump Towers, New York. Of course. Of course. Folks, I just watched the documentary the other day on who's laying for the children. Outside of the State Department, your politicians all the well know what's going on. They're being trafficked. Anybody stands up against it, they're silenced. Then you're told the story about how they just committed suicide. People that tell you the truth like that are not the type to commit suicide, friends. Those that have something to cover up, those are the type to kill people that are telling you the truth. And the American people sit back and they let it happen. Charles Bacon, 11-year-old boy, $3 million allegations of oral and anal intercourse, 1994, Trump Tower, New York. Why is he spending all this money if he's not guilty? I mean, I have a friend named Roy Moore. He's a judge. Someone made a false allegation against him. Do you know what he did? He didn't quit running to be the senator of the state. And by the way, we found out Mitch McConnell was the one that derailed his campaign with these false allegations. You know, Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader, right, that you're sold? Remember that guy that was cocaine trafficking? on the Ping Mei. They found 90 pounds of cocaine on his in-laws' trips. Ship. It may be the answer as to why he's a millionaire when he merely makes $174,400 a year. I'm just thinking for most of you. Okay, let's go to the next one. The reason I was telling you that is because Judge Moore, the person that made the allegation, what did he do? Did he drop out? Nope. He turned and he went after the person that made the allegation, Deuteronomy 19:19. He understood law. He better set the message. If you're going to lie about me, then you're going to prove it. And if you can't, I'm going after you. That teaches people the fear of God. And it teaches others not to commit the crime. Okay? Next one, we have Rebecca Conway, a 13-year-old girl. Intercourse and oral sex. Trump Vineyard. This was in Charlottesville, Virginia. He paid $5 million settlement to shut her up. This is all coming from a Wayne Madsen report from 2019. And by the way, who told us this? Well, his attorney did. Donald Trump's attorney kicked out this information. We have Maria Oliver's. It's kind of hard. Okay, I got Maria Oliveira. That's right. 12 years old. Her family was paid $16 million to settle allegations of forcible intercourse occurring in Mar-a-Lago, Palm Beach, Florida in 1993. I suppose this is just Trump hating. No, you're hating on kids. You know, I'm here to uphold the law that you hate. And it's interesting, it tells us in Proverbs 28 that those that forsake God's moral law, they praise the wicked. You praise the wicked to your own damnation, not only just in the temporal, but also in the eternal. You refuse to see the light, and you hate those that tell the truth. That's what you do. The Bible tells us they hate him that rebuketh in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. Yeah, we know who you are. You're an embarrassment to those that are real Christians. You're an embarrassment to those that are real conservative patriots. Oh, yesterday, folks, I was called all sorts of names for telling you the truth. The truth, folks, read John 3:19. They love darkness rather than the light, lest their deeds should be brought to the light and they should be reproved. No, they don't. They love the darkness. And what's crazy is these people are the ones that are thinking they're going to heaven through that false grace that's been preached. They're sadly mistaken. Let me go to the next one. Kevin Hall, 11-year-old boy. Anal rape, Trump Tower, New York, 1998. Settlement details unknown. Wow. In addition, there are two other cases in which there were no records of Trump's offering to settle the cases, but there is evidence of threats being made by Trump and his organization against the alleged sexual assault victims. Katie Johnson's one of my... I've seen this for years now. Katie Johnson, protective... pseudonym, 13-year-old rape occurred at Jeffrey Epstein's mansion, 9 East 71st Street, New York, New York. No reason. Folks, you gotta understand how this is all being played out, okay? Marin P., they don't give the last name, protective measures taking place. She was 12 years old, and Maria P., 12 years old, rape occurred at Jeffrey Epstein's mansion. And again, friends, we're trying to figure out what's going on in this country right now. I just had somebody a week and a half ago that's very close to the whole circle of people. And it's my understanding that he is a very vile man. And we could go back to that of interviews with Howard Stern, who's given hundreds of millions of dollars to spew out his filth, that devil. And he's just a vile man. The comments he's made about his daughter, the comments he's made about other women. And this, by the way, much of this information came out right before he ran to become the president. And what they do, they ran to the church. And what the church do? They got behind him and supported him, just like in the days of Adolf Hitler. Just like in the days of the 30s. Hey, folks, judgment's coming. We're in it. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let me make reference to this again, conspiracy of silence. That was during the Trump, not the Trump era. That was during the Bush era. And watch that video. It's very eerie. Congress spent $500,000, those in Congress, to make sure it was never aired on TV. The Watergate cover-up had nothing to do with one party invading into another party's content illegally. It was a cover-up for pedophiles in government. Going back to Boys Town, which was back in the late 1980s, orphans were being basically stolen from the Catholic orphanage there, and they were put on drugs, and then they were hooked on drugs, and then they were prostituted out to Washington, D.C. politicians. We know that back in, was it 2010, 2011, we had Brian Bender on the show with us, Boston Globe, and he did an ICE investigation, and they found out that 5,000 members of the Department of Defense were downloading child pornography. So this isn't way out there, folks. Bush, Daddy Bush was a known pedophile. This was common knowledge. As a matter of fact, CIA whistleblowers and FBI whistleblowers said that he was the evilest man alive. They called him Evil Poppy. We already know Bill Clinton's situation. He was a womanizer. We also know that he liked to hang out with Epstein. But on top of all that, Trump was really the man to hang out with Epstein more than any other. And so this stuff coming out right now should come as no surprise. And look what you're dealing with out in the streets of America today. You have Drake, folks. I got videos here. It's just crazy. We have drag queens now being protected by the police, going into buildings, protected by the police, friends, as they are zeroing in on your children. And again, this is information you just cannot make up. But guess what? It's happening, folks. Here, I'm going to show you this on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Top left side of the page, before it's news.com. Here's drag queens that are getting the VIP service by the police as they were zeroing in on the children there. Okay, so don't tell me it doesn't go deep, because it does. I want to go back to Trump really quick, because the Bible is very clear. It tells us that Satan doesn't come knocking on your front door with his horns out, his tail out, and a big pitchfork with an angry look on his face. Is that what Scripture tells us? No. He's a deceiver. He's a liar. Okay? And what does Scripture say? Well, go to 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into what? An angel of light. But listen carefully. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. According to their what? According to their works. Now, I want you to remember something with me. It was actually Donald Trump that said that he had no reason to repent. You all remember this? He had no reason to repent. He said he has nothing to repent for. And yet, when you look at Scripture, it's very clear as to what it tells us. It says that if we have not sinned, we make God a liar, and his word is not in us. It's interesting how people that call themselves Christians call a guy like me a hater for telling them what Scripture already told them. Instead of being angry at Donald Trump for being the liar, the fraud that he is, what do? They get mad at anybody that tries to taint as to what it is that they worship. And why do they worship him? Because they're just like him. That's why. Because they're just like him. And the fact of the matter is they're trying to justify the unjustifiable. Let me give it to you another way. Daniel 8:25 tells us what? When an Antichrist comes out and he promotes the things of the world, that is the spirit of Antichrist. The love of the world, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. Okay? The lust of the flesh. That's the spirit of Antichrist. That's all these administrations do, is advocate for what our laws condemn. And then they try to play the righteous when, in fact, they're guilty is H-E double hockey sticks in process of tearing down the laws that keep us all free and our children protected. Okay? When you go to Daniel 8:25, what does it tell us? And through his policy. It's important that you understand that. How many times on this show have I told you policies are created to undermine constitutional law? Do you know that thousands and thousands and thousands of policies are passed each year that undermine American law? Because those politicians that I'm highlighting even today are not there and serving the people. They're there serving the establishment that everybody claims that they're sick and tired of. Okay? But remember what Senator John Glenn said when he said, if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. Okay? How does the Antichrist operate? Through his policy. Also, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, it tells us in Daniel 8:25. And the Bible tells us, and he shall magnify himself in his heart. Has there been a greater narcissist outside of Barack Obama than that of Donald Trump? I remember seeing Benito Mussolini back in the 30s. And the arrogance and the level of arrogance was second to none. And I'm thinking of Ezekiel 14 right now, how he tried to ascend to the throne of God and magnify himself above God. And what does the Bible tell us? He was struck down by my father, by my daddy. Amen. Hallelujah. But when I seen Benito Mussolini, I didn't know that there could ever be anybody that ever acted like that in this country and get away with it. They got away with it through Obama, and they got away with it through Donald Trump. Has there been a greater narcissist? Absolutely not. I want to read this out, Daniel 8:25. And through his policy also shall he craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart. Nobody's better than Donnie. And by peace, a false peace, shall destroy many. That's Donald Trump to the max. And what's sad about it is the American people know that this is not peace. They know that there's something seriously wrong. And again, let me remind you, when the Lord looks to the church in upholding his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments to establish righteousness and peace, and they fail to do it, the Lord's going to judge what man failed to judge. And man's going to sit back and wish he would have when he had the time to do it when it came to God's judgments. But they did it not. It's too late, America. It's too late, Americans. I'm going to press that point because there's a lot of people in hell that still think that they had more time. Today is the day of salvation. Life is but a vapor. Redeem the time. Period. Redeem the time. And by peace shall he destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes. How is he going to do that? Through his lifestyle. But he shall be broken without hand. They shall be broken without hand. Is that where we're at? Oh, yes, it is. I brought up something earlier concerning where America's at today. When you look at what George Washington, the first president of the United States of America, when he opened Deuteronomy 28, it's recorded that he kissed the Bible. He kissed it. He kissed the 15 blessings that fell to America because we were established by less than 3% of the population. 250 years later, here we are still. We have the longest standing constitution in modern history. Now, their posterity, shamefully, has allowed everything that they fought, bled, and died fighting against. Now they have succumbed to the very people that are in office today. And I'm telling you this for the purpose that we are no longer under those 15 blessings, folks, outside of those that are in Christ. The curses, the 55 curses, are falling upon America, and they are falling fast, and they are falling heavy. And you go ahead and mock, you go ahead and scoff, but I'm telling you, for those that wanted to laugh and mock at Noah, you laughed, and you mocked too until it started to rain. I'm here to tell you, there's a thunderstorm going on out there. You just ain't got ears to hear it or eyes to see it. And why is this taking place, friends? Because the American people allowed those that are fat, the American people, they think they shine. They are not. Why? They overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper. And the right of the needy do they not judge. Remember, there was a book of Lamentations that was written, and that was the prophet Jeremiah, who Jesus was equated to by his own apostles. Who do men say that I am? What did the apostles say? Some say that you are Jeremiah. Well, folks, we're preaching the word of the Lord today, and I'm telling you right now, America, I'm not even putting any of what you call mercy on this. Your mercy days, your false grace, your days are over. The plumb line is dropped. The Lord is saying to America, it's over. He's passed by, and he's passed by, and he's passed by, and the American people have done nothing. So the Lord is going to do what the American church has failed to do, and that is obey the one that they say they love. Here we are. Mark my words, folks. Things are going to go seven times worse. 11:26. When you sit back and you tolerate this kind of stuff within the church and within the government, you know your days are numbered, and they're numbered. Love you by what we do in truth, like it or lump it. Tomorrow, what we're going to get to, folks, is just this. Why do people have their hands out? A picture of Jesus holding out his hands, talking about how he's coming. What Bible are people reading?
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.